NPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. Senate Republicans unveiled their opening salvo for the next coronavirus relief package. Senator Cory Gardner did not specify what he thought of the plan, but pointed to criteria he'll use to review the package.
We have to make sure that we're doing three things. We have to make sure that we're stopping the spread, flattening the curve. We have to make sure that we're helping individuals with the relief that they need, making sure they're going to be able to put food on the table, making sure they're going to be able to get through this, and we need to get businesses going again.
The proposal calls for liability protections for businesses, money for hospitals and schools, and a cut in federal unemployment benefits. It does not include some Democratic priorities, such as food aid and money for state and local governments. The Castle Rock restaurant that violated public health orders and opened for Mother's Day has closed for good. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
CNC Coffee and Kitchen announced on Facebook that its Castle Rock location closed on Sunday. The owners say their sales were down because of coronavirus restrictions. In May, videos of a packed dining room went viral on social media. At the time, restaurants were ordered to close. Governor Jared Polis and state health officials suspended the owner's business license, but the eatery was able to reopen a month later. The Colorado Springs location will stay open. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Thunderstorms have rumbled through Metro Denver and Colorado Springs in the last hour. Currently 87 in Denver, 70 in the Springs, 69 for Vail, 91 in Grand Junction. You're listening to CPR News.